So the first question I have is, why did it take so long for there to be a victor declared here? What took so long for these states to finish doing their counting?
Yeah, well, I think that's largely pandemic driven, right? I think that's largely a question of logistics. So many of the states had a lot of mail-in voting rules already. Like, I think Arizona in particular had, like, you just vote by mail no matter what. But I think we saw unprecedented use of that because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so that kind of threatened to overwhelm the system or, you know, just drag it out longer than we're expected, especially in a close election. And also, like, I think the kind of snap forecasting that we're to some extent used to, I mean, some of the other elections that stick in my mind the most are 2000, right? So I don't know. Are based on exit polling, right? They're based on polling and sampling. They're not based on, like, official answers. I think right now, whatever results we have are not based on state-certified official decisions. So to the extent we're, like, newly skeptical of polling techniques with some good reason, right? I think everyone's hesitating to jump on that.
Okay. So next, President Trump has said that he won't concede. He does not believe that Joe Biden is the winner. That means, I guess we could safely assume that he plans to have an extensive court challenge to this election. Can you project what the next steps are in that and how long it might take?
Yeah, well, I don't even think we need to talk about, like, projecting our next steps, right? There has been a whole raft of court challenges in the election, right?
Right.
And it's, how do I explain this? It's always things where, like, so each court challenge is trying to, is about a particular thing, right? These 900 or some odd ballots in this one county in Pennsylvania were accepted after one deadline, or what might arguably be the deadline, right? They're all about, like, a specific thing. So their goal, right, is ultimately to, you know, in Trump's case, when Trump or the GOP are bringing these cases, right, their goal is ultimately to sway the results overall of the election. But each court case is kind of like its own little world in this great big, like, constellation of ballots, if that makes sense. But they're definitely going to – now, you know, the election's now, and inauguration isn't until, you know, a few months from now, right? So – if this takes a while, like, system-wise, in other words, like, not talking about, like, sort of national anxiety or the way people are feeling or whatever, but, like, just at the level of system, system's totally comfortable with this, right? Like, you know, it Joe Biden wouldn't become president tomorrow no matter what, right? Wait till Inauguration Day. So we kind of have time to go through all this.
Okay, so you're not seeing it lasting past the inauguration date.
No. Partially that is because of the challenge I've seen so far. I haven't seen any, and there's a lot of them, right? And, you know, I have a natural lawyer's reticence about predicting, but I haven't seen one that's come across the news feed that says, like, that I'm like, oh, this is going to be a really thorny issue and going to take months and months to unravel.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else that you think is pertinent that might need to be said right now?
I think, how do I want to say this? I think the general rule, the general view amongst us who kind of study this sort of thing for a living, is that court's not great at this, right? Elections are really hard for courts for a lot of reasons. They happen as sort of weird. I mean, I just said, like, we've got some months to deal with it, but for, like, for a court system, that's actually kind of a short period of time, right? You know, the kinds of things a court could do, what we would call remedies, are awkward for a court, right? Throwing out ballots doesn't feel great. You can't really reorder an election, right? This isn't like someone got into a car accident and they have to pay someone $10,000, right? That's what courts are good at. This is not that. And it's inherently political, and our courts, our federal courts right now, are more politicized now, or seen as more political now than, you know, at any time I can remember, right? So it's like really, it's kind of like a hot potato for them. And just even if it wasn't a hot potato, it's just not something they're well developed at dealing with. So the idea of sort of looking to the courts, which I think is a natural impulse we all have, because they have a sort of kind of referee function, is, you know, we're not going to get a ton there, right? There's not, they're not, this is not something they're going to be great at handling, and they're not going to give us really a satisfactory answer.
So what Trump is probably wanting is for a court to say, okay, you actually won, Joe Biden lost, and something that black and white is not likely.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that. Maybe that's sort of the impetus behind like interviews like this is, so yeah, the way Trump and his, even his sort of top legal team talk, they talk just like that, right? We're going to go to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court's going to declare the election for me, right? But that's not how it works, right? Even on their legal team, that's not how it works, right? Like I said, it's these discrete kind of little compared to you have therefore won the election, right? We just hand you the presidency, the keys to the White House back, right? You know, there are these little things, and then you hope that, like, you know, if you're on his team, right, his legal team, you hope that enough of those little things accumulate and that changes the result of the election, right? That was true even in Bush v. Gore, where I think the popular imagination, and I think fairly so, is that basically the Supreme Court said George W. Bush is now president, right? But that was because a few hundred ballots shifted in Florida, and that ended up being decisive.